Jim, where are you?
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
It's the most dangerous game in radio. Ian goes out onto the streets and he'll approach people. And imagine this for a second. Your job is to approach people that look like they might have an active warrant out for their arrest right now. And then he'll do an interview. And I will say that for the most part, despite some of these people actually being legit criminals on the run, they're all very nice. You do a good job of disarming them.
Yeah, you know, but also, Dave, I feel like that's me kind of scoping it out beforehand. Obviously, if you're out in public, especially in larger areas, you do have some pretty obviously crazy people that you don't want to approach. Mm-hmm. There's also some people who don't want to be approached also, so you kind of have to sniff that out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But this week, I did find three particular gentlemen. We have David, Justin, and Steve, all of them. Really interesting stories. One of them, maybe see if you can figure out which one, is extremely hammered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One was also, I interviewed him next to a naked homeless man.
Fully naked?
From the waist down.
So which was hilarious. He was Winnie the Pooh in it?
He was Winnie the Pooh in it. And at first, I didn't know if it was a male or a female. But then when I kind of walked around it, I saw, it was definitely a guy.
Ah, so you just saw him from behind. Why was he sitting next to the naked person?
He was just kind of walking past, and I just kind of our paths crossed, and we were just in the proximity of the naked man.
So, serendipity, but you can, Which I'm going to start using that for random.
Don't hookups. You dare!
God. All right, so here we go. Let's meet our first contestant in Who's Got the Warrant.
Do you want to give your name?
Steve.
Hey, Steve. Steve, what do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm single and unemployed.
Do you play golf?
Negative.
Have you ever been arrested before?
Once.
For what?
Weed.
Ridiculous. Do you do time for that?
Negative.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like a hardened criminal. He sounded pretty young and like he was hanging out in a bar just having a good time.
That's exactly what Steve was. Steve is actually in an RV. He's unemployed and living in the RV. He used to live in Alaska.
Okay.
This particular day, he had his first experience with group relations the night before.
Oh.
So that was our conversation. And, of course, asked him if he wanted to be a part of Who's Got the Warrant.
I thought you were about to say a part of your relationship. I was like, and then we had a threesome.
Did you believe him when he said that that he had group relations, or do you think that was after a couple of drinks he was just lying to you in the bar?
I think he was just kind of lying to me at a bar.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have just kept him for dirty laundry. But did get arrested for weed, told me he did used to sell a fair amount back in the day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. That's
here we go on to contestant number two and Who's Got the Warrant.
Do you want to give your name?
Justin.
How old are you? What do you do for a living? Single, married, divorced? Do you play golf? Justin, how many drinks have you had today?
Probably like 8 to 10 in total. Yeah, right. We're just getting started.
Have you had any crazy arrests?
I've had a few crazy arrest stories.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was the hammer guy.
Yes, it was, Dave.
Good.
That one out, yes.
Fine detective work.
That was Justin.
Yeah.
Hammered.
I mean, he didn't sound like a bad guy. We always talk because we're all trying to figure this out together. We're in the dark here. And if you have a take on this, 833-YO-DUMMY, if you want to call or text. He gave his last name, which normally is a telltale sign that maybe they do not have a warrant.
Or they give no dams whatsoever.
Yeah, that could be it. Mm-hmm. That could be it as well.
He sounded like an affable guy. You know, at least he's... You know, he's clearly very intoxicated, but seems like he was willing to talk to people.
All right, so let's meet our third and final contestant, Who's Got the Warrant, and then we'll start eliminating people.
All right, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Now, sir, do you want to give your name?
David.
Hey, David. David, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Single, married, divorced? Do you play golf?
I'm nearly retirement age. I don't play golf. I enjoy golf.
Have you ever been arrested before?
No.
Never?
Never.
Never had any run-ins with law enforcement or anything?
Never.
Wow. He also sounded like he was a little under the influence.
Yes.
Was he also, say that the middle guy was next to the naked person?
It
or
was David.
David
was.
David. Okay.
We were right next to the naked person. And David, as you can tell by the end of the interview, got a little frustrated with me.
A little bit. Yeah.
But I get lied to a lot, so I have to ask.
So this blows our whole theory up that normally people that are on the run don't give their first
and
last name because all of them gave their first and last name.
And all of them kind of sounded not happy. So, like, it's kind of hard.
No, the first guy sounded happy.
Yeah.
He kind of sounded like a dick. You don't think so?
First guy?
Yeah.
This last guy sounded like a dick.
I mean, all of them kind of sounded like they were the same person.
I don't
think. Completely honest, using just different, important parts of the day.
If I had to guess, I'm split between 1 and 3. I think the second gentleman who was incredibly intoxicated does not have a warrant.
See, I think that he's the most likely to have the warrant. Because he was so hammered. I think that our theory about not giving your last name might still hold up, and he unintentionally gave his last name because he was so drunk. Mm. He said that he was 8 to 10 drinks in and, quote, just getting started.
Is there anyone that we can unanimously decide to eliminate here?
Who are you going with?
I don't think the last guy, I mean, unless he's just like bold-faced lying to us, if he's saying that he's never had a run-in with the law.
That would be a turn. It would be a real turn for me if that like, I mean, he was adamant, like angry adamant.
So we could take him out? You think we can eliminate him?
I think we can eliminate him.
Okay. I think so.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's try. This is our third contestant, David.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
No.
Very nice, everybody.
Excellent job, guys. Very nice.
So we are left with Justin and Steve.
So Justin was the very drunk guy, and Steve was the unemployed dude living in the RV.
Group relations.
Lying about that.
Not with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't feel like number one's got the warrant.
I feel like number one does have the warrant.
Well, but if he's traveling in an RV, that just feels like
obvious.
That's too
obvious. No, because, guys, he probably can't rent a place because he's got stuff out and they run background checks. So if you do have a warrant, where would you be living? Probably in an RV.
I don't think so.
I'm going with number one.
Kyle is agreeing with you, saying number one has the warrant. I disagree. I think it's number two. Audrey, you're with number two as well?
Yeah.
All right. So Mahoney is saying number one definitely has the warrant. Let's find out. This is Steve living in the RV, contestant number one. Does he have the warrant for the win, Mahoney?
Steve, do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
No warrants currently.
Nothing. Told you, there's no way.
He did just get a ticket in Newport Beach, though, so hopefully he pays that.
Mm-hmm. And that means that very junk Justin does.
What?
Very drunk Justin?
Junk
Justin. Okay, whatever. He's got the warrant.
Now, here's the ultimate question. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Yeah.
All right. What was the warrant for?
It was for a violation of order protection because I sent my ex-girlfriend a friend request on Facebook.
Oh, my God. That is wonderful. He has a warrant out because he sent his ex-girlfriend
a
friend request
yep.
on Facebook.
Wow.
Woo.
Yeah.
Did you dine that guy out to the cops?
Nah, he was too hammered. I didn't want to ruin his day.
Did you friend request him on Facebook?
No, I do have Steve, though. So
all right, good.